Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast. Heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Minister Jerome.
Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we just praise you, O Father, for allowing us another time, Father. We thank you how you carried us through the week. We thank you how you're supplying every our needs, O Father. We thank you for how you're taking care of us. Well, Father, we thank you for this time to be able to be on this line to receive a word from you. Father, you said faith cometh by hearing and hearing your word. We thank you for this word going forth today. We thank you for people's faith being built up and being elevated by the word. We ask that you would open the ears and the hearts and the minds of your people that are on this line, that they will receive, understand, retain, and apply the word that's coming forth today. And Father, we ask that you would drive out any kind of distraction, anything that is contrary to your word, Father. We ask that you drive it out and you burn it up in the name of Jesus. And we ask that your anointing will flow over the line. And we thank you for it and we praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Trelanda.
Good evening and welcome everyone to our Full Gospel House of Prayer Tuesday night prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We also have a service on Wednesday night. And our Wednesday night prayer line number is 916-588-9688. And that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Then during our once-a-month in-person Sunday service, you can listen to the entire church service live on that same 916 number. You can also write in your prayer request to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. Or feel free to email at fghprayer@yahoo.com. You can also submit your prayer request on our website, and that's fullgospelhouse.org. Our social media platforms are Facebook, and that's FGH Prayer, Sacramento, California, and our Twitter is FGH Prayer. We are planning our next in-person service for Sunday, July 10th. Our in-person services begin at 12:30, and mask wearing is appreciated. We will be meeting inside of Christ Unity Baptist Church, 1320 L as in Love Street, in the city of Modesto, California. 95354, we enter in the rear. We are continuing to use Zelle through Bank of America to support the ministry with tithes and offerings. It is very simple. You will log into your account and then type in Full Gospel House of Prayer. We are linked with that email address, which is again, fghprayer@yahoo.com. If you are using the P.O. box to send in your tithes and offerings, please feel free to continue to do so. It is now time for our testimony. Please keep your testimonies under 2 minutes or less, and please mute your phone when you're not speaking. Thank you.
Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor. This is Dee Dee.
Okay.
I just wanted to provide an update for one of the prayer requests that I have for a acquaintance that I had that was sick with kidney issues. Just wanted to report that prayer went forth and that person is out of ICU and is on the mend doing well.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony?
I do, Pastor. I just wanted to share that about 4 or 5 days ago, I got out of the hospital from my asthma, stuff like that. And when I was coming home, I had a gun pulled on me. And when he pulled the gun on me, I just want to tell you that, like, I was so peaceful, like, so peaceful. I was not scared or anything like that. And now that I look back on hindsight, he ended up getting arrested and getting caught and arrested for assault with a deadly weapon. But, like, in hindsight, I know that if I would have panicked, if I would have made any certain, you know, sudden moves and stuff, I wouldn't be here today testifying about the goodness of God keeping his hand upon me in a dangerous situation. Thank you.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there is any more testimony, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, I thank you for your Word tonight. We need your breath to breathe on it, to cause this Word to come alive. And we thank you, O Father Jesus, for anointing this Word, that our ears are open to hear, our hearts are circumcised to receive by faith in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to the book of Deuteronomy, the first chapter, verse 24 through 32, and Romans 8 and 28. Deuteronomy 1, 24 through 32, and Romans 8 and 28. When we get those two books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
This word is tonight is a word of encouragement, because God wants you to know this night that he didn't save you for you to fail. And he's a God of miracles. He's a God of miracles. He's alive, and he's a God of miracles. And so a spirit of failure many times comes before there is a great breakthrough. Whenever there's a great blessing to come about, a force from Satan, which is failure, it comes to stop the breakthrough. That spirit comes to steal. It comes to steal things that God has planned for you, your job, your finance, your health, your family, your careers. It comes to destroy, to stop those things. And it comes to cause you to have no evidence of increase. That's, failure is loss. It's a lack. It's collapse. It's decline and deficiency. And it comes to bring those things. It's a wasting spirit. I pray that you receive this tonight. It's a wasting spirit. And many waste time. And they go on and on and on. And it almost there, but never is there. But they're in circles. And it's a spirit of failure. It's a sign. But there are times when we do fail. You got to get this thanks to God. And that experience comes and we do better. The next time we learn from our mistakes. There are some people that we most of us go through that, but we learn from our mistake and we move forward with a determination, because we understand that God is with us even when we fall. He picks us up and he uses strength to bring us back. That happens all the time. But there are some people that are chronic failures. And they're on the edge of a breakthrough, and a spirit of failure attaches itself to them, and that spirit comes and lock them in. You're going to see this by the word of God tonight. It comes and lock them in. Instead of being locked into that place where God said you are to be blessed, that spirit takes them in circles and get them out of location. It's a sign. It's a spirit that's a sign to weaken, to cause you not to raise up, to cause you to give up, to cause you to go backwards, to cause you to miss opportunities that's been anointed by God. It's a spirit that causes you to procrastinate and to blame others for your own failures. It causes us to be in a place where we're working with no reward, nothing increasing, because there's no focus. And you're going to see this word, Deuteronomy 1, 24 through 32, please.
And it reads, and they turned and went up into the mountain and came unto the valley of Eshcol and searched it out. And they took of the fruit of the land in their hands and brought it down unto us and brought us word again and said, it is a good land which the Lord our God doth give us. Notwithstanding, ye would not go up, but rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God. And ye murmured in your tents and said, because the Lord hated us, He hath brought us forth out of the land of Egypt to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us. Whither shall we go up, our brethren, have discouraged our hearts, saying, the people is greater and taller than we, the cities are great and walled up to heaven, and moreover, we have seen the sons of the Anakims there. Then I said unto you, dread not, neither be afraid of them. The Lord your God, which goeth before you, shall fight for you according to all that he has did for you in Egypt before your eyes. And in the wilderness, where thou hast seen how the Lord thy God bare thee as a man doth bear his son in all the ways that they went until ye came into this place. Yet in this thing ye did not believe the Lord your God.
This is so to the point. God placed them in a location for them to be successful. God placed them in a location where they could be blessed. But they wanted to stay in that same location that they wanted to stay in. They were a stubborn people. They were undisciplined. They were self-willed. They were difficult people. They was headstrong. But he placed them in this particular place where we must understand tonight. Many times we don't understand when we are playing something and it's not working out. We have to trust God when you don't understand. When life isn't going as planned. They had planned properly. But God placed them in a place where they could be successful, where they could grow, where things would be better. But they were locked in. They were locked in so many ways in their minds, their thoughts. They were just locked in. Their mind was not sober. And so they lost out on going into another place of success. They failed. They had seen great miracles that the Lord had provided for them in Egypt and in the desert. And this is what the word is saying. They went into the hill and explored it. They brought back fruit, reported that the land which the Lord was giving them was fertile, successful. But they rebelled against the command of the Lord and would not enter in the land. They wanted to stay just where they were. But God was putting them in the right location for success. That happens to people all the time. They grumbled to one another. They brought in a report about the Amorites. And they were saying that they were tall. They had cities of wall. They were giants. And they became afraid. When God had worked so many miracles for them, and because God was moving them to a new location, unfamiliar, unplanned, God don't make a mistake. He wanted to move them forward and lead them into success. But they rebelled against God. And Joshua was reminding them, you saw what God did in Egypt, in the desert. He brought you out safe to this place. But whatever he said, they would not trust the Lord. And they lost out. And so many are walking in those places in this hour. It's an assigned spirit by Satan to stop your breakthrough. It's a spirit that caused you to go in circles that's wasting your time. But there's a factor behind that spirit, a factor meaning a foundation, and it's not good things of God. And the bad foundation is unbelief and doubt, which is sin. Evil association, people that's going in the wrong direction. And this is so important. The Bible says to lay hands not suddenly on anyone. And so many people just get hands laid on by strange spirits that's inside of people that transfer spirits. And then there are many people that stay sick because they're visiting the wrong doctor, doctors with negative outlook about their prognosis. But it's a cycle that people go through. It's a wasting spirit. They go over and over the same routine over and over again. And they will not listen to the counsel, which is the command of God. And so that spirit is a spirit of failure. But God did not save you and I to fail us. It's not in the Bible. It's unscriptural. God has a plan for you before you became, this Jeremiah 29:11, for us to prosper and not be harmed. This is what the plan God has for these people, to prosper them and to stop the enemy. But they were locked in. If so many are locked in, their mind is not sober and they're thinking they're difficult to work with, they're stubborn, they're bound, they're unmanageable, they're self-willed. They don't cooperate with the Holy Spirit. They're undisciplined. And so God will set them at one place. They say, no, this is not my plan. I want to do this. I want to do that. And so it's a wasted spirit on them, and they have not a clue because they have no revelation. These people were clueless. Their mind was not sober. God was setting them into a new location to bless them, not to harm them, because God would fight for them against the Amorites. I don't care if they were giants. God would come against the giant for their sake. And so this is an hour that acts of miracles is for those that's ready, those that's not difficult, those that have a sober mind, those that know God has placed me right here and I'm going to stay here and I'm going to get my miracle, those that say I'm not going to be moved, those that say I trust God, those that say I don't know what all the plans are, but I believe I'm in his plan, those that says I did not come into this place by God to be a failure. Failures is from the enemy. Failure is not from God. It's a spirit sent from the enemy. John 10:10 said, he come to destroy. He come to bring decline. He's a spirit of waste. He's a spirit to take your success. But I give you notice tonight, there are those that's ready for their miracles. They're in a place. So what they have said, I've learned from my mistakes, and I'm moving forward. And they have a determination in them by the Holy Spirit that's going to lead them to be successful. But there are those that's unwilling, self-willed, undisciplined, unruly, stubborn, not sober in their thinking, going to constantly go through that place of wasting time, locked into what they want. But I give you notice tonight by the word of God that the word of God is alive and well. And it's time for miracles to come forth for those that have learned and say, I'm not going backwards any longer. Miracles are an act of God that humans don't understand. An act of God. There are you on this line tonight that's ready to receive your miracle, your bounty from God. For God to get involved in your circumstance, in your business, in your health, in your career, in your family. to increase. And there are those who are going to stay in that place. It's very sad. They're going to stay with the wasted spirit around them, a spirit of failure. There's a sign to them because they will not believe God. That same mindset of unbelief and doubt is over their life. It's a foundation. And they go through the same situation. They look for those associations. They look for trying to run to find somebody to lay hands on them. They go into those places where they constantly is going through bad deals. It's constantly getting the bad deals. It's a routine over their lives. It's a spirit of failure, lack of success, collapse and loss and deficiency. But this is an hour that they that understand what failures is all about. That the Spirit of God have allowed their mind to come into a transformation where it's sober. They know they made mistake. God came by his mighty power, strengthened and pulled them up. And I say today by faith, you're moving forward with a determination in you by God to succeed. And you shall be successful because God will be your strength. He's going to fight against your enemies. He's going to go into those places and release his favors. I'm an act of God. And favors will be in those acts for you to have the advantage, saints of God. I am so encouraged with this word tonight that you're not locked in. You're not on the shackles. Wherever God has set you up to be, you're sober about it. Because God knows about the location much better than you. And so God, the all-knowing God, the God of Revelation, seen the ending of this situation. They couldn't have to trust God. So he placed them because of his purpose. His purpose to bless them, for them to be successful. But they were afraid. They had doubt and unbelief over them. That's unsuccessful. And they looked at what they seen with their eyes, the tall people, the giants, how they had a reinforcement of the walls in the city. And fear locked them in not to move. Saints, it's not a time to be locked in a place that God says, I'm moving you forward. I've set up the location for you. It's my plan for you to prosper, and you will not be harmed. This location is my purpose for your life, because he has a plan for us. To prosper, not to fail, but to prosper. But there's a spirit that chained and put chains and locks on people because they rebel. They do what they want to do. And they're led by their own spirit, their own mind, and not the counsel of God's word. They're undisciplined. They don't cooperate with the Holy Spirit. Their mind is locked down. But God is the God that desires to take the chains and buckles and locks off of your mind tonight so that you can go into a place of breakthroughs, where you can go into a place where the acts of God, which is miracles, can get into your business, into your affairs, into your situation. This is so real tonight, saints of God. Romans 8:28, please.
And it reads, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose.
We're called according to God's purpose, not ours. That's one thing that we need to get locked in our mind. It's not about us. It's about God. God's purpose, not ours. We know that in all things, God's worked for good with those who love him, those whom he has called according to his purpose. God has a purpose for you. He has a plan for you to prosper and not to fail, thanks of God. And when he place you in a location, in a place, and you believe him by his word is not going to fade. It's going to stand throughout eternity. That's when you see acts of God, the favors of God. God give you the advantage over the evil one. Why? Because you know that you know that God has a purpose for me. God has a plan for me. And his plan is for me to prosper. It is so real, saints of God. But when we are in a bad foundation, unbelief and doubt is nothing but sin, bad foundation, continue to associate with evil association, and be so careful who place their hands on you, because spirit are transferable. And if you have doctors and that doctor does not agree with your health, that's constantly prescribing things for you, that's making you worse, you need to run and allow the Lord to lead you to the right doctor. God is speaking tonight to someone, because God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. And God will that we succeed. The enemy desires that we fail, meaning that we collapse, we lose, we stay in a place of deficiency. And there are so many who just wasting time. You know, just going in circles, almost getting there but never get there, wasting time. Almost there, but never there. Why? Because they're so locked in. They're locked in with their own understanding, with their own mindset, what they think they should do. And they just feed on people. Association, they need to feed on people. But we need to let the Lord feed us tonight. Man does not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. We need to be hand-fed by God tonight, by his word tonight, so he can get us into a place where our mind is sober, our mind is alert, and God, he gives him good pleasure to bless you, for you to be in success, for you to go in higher heights and deeper depths. Don't blame God. We have to blame ourselves. And we continuously to allow the waster, who is Satan, to come and steal from us, to bring our lives into deficiency, to cause us to continue to lose and never grow up. Something is wrong with that picture, saints of God. It's not the Spirit of God. It is the spirit of confusion. It's not God. But there are those that's hard-headed, self-driven, self-willed. They're going to do exactly what they want to do, because they are not sober in their thinking. They are manageable. And you know, some people are like that from children. And then they never grow out of that. Then they become adolescent. They become teenager. They become young adults. They become middle age. Then they become senior citizen. And what do you see? The same old factors. The same old thing. The same old bad foundation. Because they will not allow God to transform their mind. They will not allow the word to bring them into a place where they cooperate with the Holy Ghost. You have to discipline yourself. Spirit of God is not going to discipline you. You have to discipline yourself. That means restraint. And if you are in a place where the Spirit of God enables you to walk in restraint, that means discipline, you're not going to be moved by self-will. You're not going to be unruly. And although that thing don't look like I've really got to go here, God, these giants are here, and they have reinforcement in their cities. They have walls that's built up. They're so big. They're so tall. I really have to go there? Yes. Because he said, I'm with you. I'm going to fight against those spirits that's fighting against you. I did it and to get you out of Egypt. In the desert, I protect you. I'm the same God. I change not Hebrew. In the book of Hebrews, he said, I'm God, and I change is not. He said, I'm God. I change not. So it's time for breakthrough. And tonight, by faith, we're going to intercede against a wasting spirit, a spirit that's assigned to stop breakthroughs, a spirit that's sent to cause people to go backwards, miss opportunities that's anointed by God. Miss opportunities. Now, God set up the opportunity, but they miss that anointed place that God has placed them in. And what happened? They fail. They constantly fail. They be at a point almost there, but never there, because they're locked in. So this is a night that God don't want us to be locked in. He don't want us to be in that place where we are difficult for God to move us into a place to bless us. We're unwilling to yield to God. They were locked in that location, and they did not receive the blessings of the Lord. They did not move in success. And this is happening all the time. People see it. They hear a great story, almost there. But then they find out they're still in the same place. They're still in that vicious cycle. It was the spirit that caused them to do what? Waste their time. It's a wasting spirit, thanks to God, that's a sign to many who rebel against the command of God with unbelief and doubt, and their minds are not sober. They are procrastinating. They go on and on and on, talk, and never allow God to break those chains off of their mind, off of their life. They always miss opportunity that God has anointed for them. This was an anointed place for these people to go in. It was anointed by God, but they rebelled against the command of the Lord and would not enter into that land. Right location for success. This is the hour as never before. And there are those that's ready, determined, because God has put a determination inside of you. They're going to lead to success. I will not take it back. I know he shall, because they have learned from their mistake, and they're moving forward. And they're moving forward to what? To succeed, not to go backwards. And this is a time as never before in history that I've seen such great thing, a move of God over the believer's life, that allowed the Holy Spirit to take completely over their lives for his purpose. And what happened? You are successful. because God make you successful, because you are in a place where you believe God no matter what it looks like. You know all things shall work together for my good, because this is not about me. This is about God. But there are those going to stay in the circles, going to stay in that place where that wasting spirit going to constantly take over their lives. Then they're going to look around and see that they're old men and women and say, I should have. Why didn't I? But you made a choice. It don't have to be like that, saints of God. He did not place us in the earth and save us to be a failure. He placed us in his plan to be prosperous. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight?
Yes, Pastor. My prayer request, I want to thank you for that word. That word was directly to me. I had someone come over to my house who was close to me last night, and they wanted to talk about God, and everything they was coming out of their mouth was confusion, turned upside down. Nothing was of God. So I just thank God for that word, because I saw it and I said, you know what? I spoke to my aunt and we agreed. It was just an attack to get me distracted, and I'm keeping my eyes right on Jesus. So I just thank God for that word today. And my prayer request is I have submitted some paperwork. It's almost 20 years old, and this person wants me to do a whole lot of other stuff. This person is racist, and I want that person removed off of my paperwork, and I want the right person to be over my paperwork to come into play, and I thank you.
Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
Pastor Smith, I did.
Okay. I, the first voice, please speak.
Yes, Pastor Smith, I'm in need of prayer.
Okay. Who am I speaking with?
Allison.
Okay, Allison, what is your prayer request?
My prayer request is for my family, is for me, and that I will have the wasted spirit, that I have the right mind, the right spirit, so that I can move on with success in my life and not in waste and in lack and in going in the direction I want to go in versus what God wants me to do.
Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
I do, Pastor. Oh, that prayer, that was so powerful. That also, the word was for me too. I just wanted to ask God. So, like, I changed my direct deposit, and I pray that nothing holds it back. And everything that you prayed, that you taught on today, is for me, and I'm ready to move forward. Thank you.
Anyone else have need of prayer?
Yes, Pastor Smith, this is Sister Dockery. I just ask God to continue praying for me with good health and strength.
Anyone else have need of prayer?
Yes, Pastor Smith, this is Dee Dee. I just want to tell you, you was on time with this word tonight. I received that, and just, you know, continue to keep me lifted up in prayer.
Thank you, Chief. Anyone else have need of prayer? This is so real, saints of God. I wish I could get a card and put it in your mind, but only God can do that. Only God can put a debit card in your mind. It's time for you to walk in success. He did not place us in this earth and save us for us to fail. He will not be that kind. He's not that kind of a God. It's not the characteristic of God. It's not love. He equipped us to go in places that he will lead us. He have already, it's inside of you when you obey. He equipped you where you are going. You are equipped by God, not humans, because humans, if they can possibly keep a door closed for you, they are going to do it. But you and I are equipped by God. And this was Joshua saying to the people. God brought you out of Egypt. He took care of you in the desert as a father take care of his child. God didn't set you up to fail you. This is so real tonight. But there are those that's chronic, I'm talking about chronic failures, always in a wasted state because their mind is not sober. They always miss opportunities that has been anointed by God, not by human, by God. Because if God anoint an opportunity for you, he's going to protect you in it. He's going to give you the advantage. In every circumstance, in every situation, you're going to see God develop it. Not human, God. That's what God was telling these people. I shall develop this. And I shall stop your enemies. Father, this is real, but there are so many attached to a wasted spirit. A spirit of failure is a wasted spirit. A spirit that wastes time. Almost there, but never there. Never locked in to the commandments of God. Unyielding, unwilling, sobering, mind's not sober. Undisciplined, never cooperate with the Holy Ghost. Move by their self-will because they're headstrong. But ask for mercy because this is real. We see these people every day. And what's so heartbreaking about it, many young people get it. They learn the mistake. God pulls them up. And they say, I'm not going backwards. God placed a determination in them, and they go forward, and they succeed. But it's the old people, bad habits, undisciplined, stubborn, bound, will not listen to the Lord. They're not disciplined. They're people that's not restrained. They're on a bad foundation. They associate themselves with people that God has not set them up with. They have people laying hands on them that God has not anointed them to do it. It's transferring of spirit. And they keep going to the same place, wasting their money and their time in all areas of their life. Bad doctors, bad business, spending manners, just bad. And it's a wasting spirit. John 10:10. He's a hitman. Calls you to move and lack and not success. Calls you to collapse and lose and decline with a spirit of deficiency over your life until you leave about this earth. But it don't have to be like that. So ask for mercy tonight, Father. For those people that have those spirits. This is a spirit that has taken hold of them. And they don't listen to any wise counsel. I'm talking about the counsel of the Word of God. They're very difficult. But have mercy tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your mercy over them. Father, I thank you tonight. For they that are going forward, who shall walk in success, that the Spirit of God have stopped a wasting spirit over them, and they have been called by God to prosper. It's the plan, and they're no longer walking on the edge of failure, wasting their time. Because they are locked in to whatever location God has placed them, where there's a blessing. Father, I give you praise tonight. There are those that I don't even know on this phone that they're locked in. Right location to be blessed, to be successful, to go forward and not backwards. Bless them, God, on this journey. Bless them as they move into these territories, these places, these situations that's set up by the Holy One of Israel.
Jeremiah 29:11, the plans of God is good, to prosper us and not to harm us. That, Father, that you strengthen them, that they move forward and not backward. And I thank you there will be no decline. They're going to go up to higher heights and deeper depth. But those that you have placed in my mind to pray for them continuously, just in the thoughts that you place in my mind, that you have penetrated my mind to pray for them both day and night, that success is over them, that lack and a wasted spirit cannot interfere with the purpose God has for them, that they're going to do great things in the finance that God will give them, in their careers, in the job, in the health. They're going to reverence God in it. They're going to reverence the Holy Spirit in it. And Father, I thank you for it tonight. In Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God keep them, strengthen them. Because God, your plan is over their life to prosper them and not to harm them. Place your hand on your head, Minister Jerome, Sister Tamara, Sister Didi, Sister Vanessa, Deacon Ray, the lady that's in Chicago, I can't remember your name, Sister Sherry, Sister Allison, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Sister Cindy, Brother Darrell, Holy One of Israel, I thank you, Father Jesus. Father, I thank you tonight as they lay hands, that the Spirit of God overtake them. Jeremiah 29:11. Your will is to prosper them and not to harm them. That the Spirit of God come against every bad association, every bad foundation that desire to come against them. Any spirit or routine they have gotten into God, counsel that's not progressive, bad doctors, bad business, bad spending, just bad situation. I ask in Jesus' name that you counsel them, Father Jesus, and that the Spirit of God reveal and make known what they are to do and what they are not to do, that these factors will not come against them, these bad foundations, the Spirit of God overthrow, arrest, counsel, and renounce in the name of Jesus. That the Spirit of God will bring forth his favors, his bounty. Circumstances and situation come into development in Jesus' name. Everything about their affairs. Sister Talanda, place your hand on your head, sweetie. In Jesus' name. Sister Jessie, place your hand on your head. Sister Dolores, place your hand on your head. In Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God move against every source that's working against them tonight. In Jesus' name, that there's no transfer of a spirit that's going to back them up. They're going forth in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for the paperwork that Penn is concerned about, that the Spirit of God bring confusion over that person, that everything they would try to do against her paperwork or against her will fail in Jesus' name. The Spirit of God arrest that spirit. God, I thank you for locating the right person, sending into her life and that everything will be favorable for her, to her, for her to receive these benefits. I thank you, God, that that wasting spirit is not over Allison, that she stay subject to God and not go backwards, that the Spirit of God would lead and guide her and direct her, that the Spirit of God would watch over Maddie, direct deposit, no evil will come against it, that the Spirit of God open up this new door of dwelling in Jesus' name, that she is restrained by the Holy Ghost, that the Spirit of God will give her favors with this person, that she will not give information out that's not needed, that the Spirit of God give her children jobs in Jesus' name, that every door of favors be opened up into her, that Sister Dockery health is well, Jeremiah 29 and 11 over her, that her health will prosper and not there will not be any harm. I thank you for health in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God do supernatural things for Sister Dee Dee. Every situation comes subject. Every person that's supposed to come into her life, come now in Jesus' name. That any bad association, the Spirit of God lock down and stop in Jesus' name. And I give you praise for it, Father Jesus. And I thank you tonight. This is the night, God, that failure is under the blood of Jesus. That wasted spirit is subdued by the Holy Ghost. That spirit has been counseled. The Spirit of God has renounced it. It cannot come against your people tonight, because God, you didn't save us to fail us. You save us to bless us, to prosper us in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, God, for the blessings of the Lord that make rich and add no sorrow be upon us, God, that you lead us into those places to profit us, God, that no good thing you hold from them that walk uprightly, God, that you will cause us, God, to have sustenance in the earth, that you, God, will magnify yourself and give you good pleasure to bless your servant in Jesus' name. You said the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. You said, beloved, which above all things thou may prosper me in health, even as thou so prosper. And I thank you for the spirit of prosperity. Breathing on every situation, the spirit of deficiency under the blood of Jesus, going to dry places, wither and die and become seedless in the name of Jesus. And I give you praise and I give you thanksgiving that it's done now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now faith. Things are not visible, but we said by faith. Now faith, come into operation in Jesus' name. And I give you praise for it in the name of Jesus. Be blessed. It's your time. God has a plan. And the plan is for you to prosper and not be harmed. It's the word. It's affirmation. It's been decreed. And God shall establish it by faith. In Jesus' name, be blessed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Full Gospel House of Prayer family would like to thank you for turning us on tonight. Listen every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayer requests at fghprayer@yahoo.com or give them a call, area code 515-602-9797. That's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern, the Full Gospel House of Prayer, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening.